Well, as we've talked about before, Facebook has banned foreign-bought political ads during the federal election campaign. That decision came after a series of privacy scandals, including the Cambridge Analytica data breach that forced the social media giant to set aside at least $3 billion US dollars for a record fine from the US Federal Trade Commission. But competition law expert Howard Schalansky says fining big tech companies isn't the most effective way to protect users. He's a former director at the FTC and a top regulation official of the Obama administration. He's now an advisor to Facebook. Howard Schalansky, welcome to RN Breakfast.
Good morning, friend. Thank you.
Governments around the world are trying to work out how to get companies like Facebook and Google to take responsibility for what happens on their platforms. You don't think huge fines are the best solution. Why not?
I think huge fines can certainly enforce a regime that's put in place. But I think both consumers and the companies themselves would like a clear statement of the rules on the road, the rules of the road that will benefit consumers going forward so they feel more comfortable with how their data are being used, and rules of the road that will give clarity to the companies about what across the board the digital platforms will have to do to protect people's privacy. So fines and enforcement like that can be a backstop of ensuring compliance. But a better and clearer statement of rules of the road that are worked out between the companies and the governments and that benefit consumers are a longer-term solution.
Okay, but that suggests that the companies then would follow the rules of the road and, you know, there's many examples of companies subverting the rules of the road.
That's exactly right, which is why, you know,
which is where the fines then come back in, right?
Right. It's why, you know, an enforcement mechanism in conjunction with the rules of the road are very helpful. But the companies, Facebook and I think a number of the other companies that have been talked about, I think they have a very strong interest. It is in their self-interest to comply and to avoid mistakes such as they have made in the past and that have created justified consternation by governments and by consumers. Certainly, Facebook itself has said that they are very open to working with governments on regulation. And from everything I know, I just provide some outside legal advice to them on competition matters, they have been working very hard to ensure that compliance. Otherwise, they will lose their user base.
Okay, I'm going to come back to the rules of the road and how well companies like Facebook sort of deal with them. But just to stay with the fines for a moment, because this fine we're talking about from the FTC, $3 billion has been set aside by Facebook. That's a lot of money. Is it the rude truth that even fines like that don't make much of a difference because the companies are so big and make so much money?
That's a great question. First of all, I think even for Facebook, a fine, of the order of magnitude of several billion is something that is significant and makes a dent. Even a cash-rich company will feel that kind of pinch. But I think the real pinch comes not so much from the immediate fine, or not only from the immediate fine, but the impact it has on users when they read about that fine. Users then engage less with the platform. All digital platforms and social media, search, sales, they all make their money off of attention and engagement with the platform. So the real cost beyond the $3 billion will be a drop-off of engagement, harm to advertising revenues. So I do think these fines make a real difference.
There's some degree that suggests that consumers have a lot of choice, though, and the aggregation within this industry, you know, is limiting choice more and more to some degree. I mean, Facebook is the behemoth, and it must have some safety in that knowledge. And perhaps that's why it does take liberties with privacy, consumers' privacy, as it did with the Cambridge Analytica case. I mean, you say it needs the rules of the road, but they must have known that passing on consumers' private details was not in the best interest of the consumers.
I didn't have any involvement or any specific knowledge.
No, I'm not suggesting you did.
Yeah. Right. Oh, no, I'm just saying no specific knowledge to sort of have insights into what they were thinking. I think you're absolutely right. And if they didn't know, they have certainly learned. But one of the things that I would note is the degree of comfort that a platform like Facebook has is, I think, more limited than is often appreciated. They do see large drop-offs of traffic periodically. New applications come and go that will have impact on their traffic. And so I do think that where, you know, and I don't mean to deny that there is some adherence to the platforms because they are simply where consumers need to turn for certain kinds of interactions and engagement. These can be more fragile. They, or at least the user base, can be more fragile than is sometimes appreciated. So I do think that there is real incentive not to do things that drop off those consumers at the margin, things that affect growth rates.
Okay. You're listening to Hour and Breakfast. It's 3 minutes to seven. Our guest is Howard Szalansky, Professor of Law at Georgetown University. The anger most recently directed towards companies like Facebook, Facebook in particular, came in the wake of the Christchurch massacre when the killer streamed live the horrific events on Facebook, and governments, including our own, did not think that Facebook was quick enough to tear that, to take that down, and there is not enough responsibility taken by companies like Facebook and Google for the content that gets shared across their platforms. This comes back to the notion of whether they regard themselves as publishers, and there's currently an inquiry going on led by the Rod Sims, our competition watchdog, the ACCC here in Australia. It's sort of a world first that weighs right into this. And it talks about Facebook as a competitor in news. Do you believe, and do you think Facebook and Google and those companies regard themselves now as news organisations, as publishers?
I don't think they view themselves as news organizations. I think they view themselves more as conduits that facilitate the sharing and interactions regarding news amongst news publishers and their audience. There's no question that Facebook is tremendously empowering of news organizations, but also more importantly, perhaps, as Christchurch shows in a very negative way, of individuals. There could be great benefits to that. And as we saw, great evil that is done with that. And I think that one of the things
and great responsibilities that must come with that.
Yes, and I think that's right. And so then the very hard question is, how should governments and the platforms work together to draw the line on where that responsibility comes in? So it is used to prevent evil, but not used to prevent merely unpopular viewpoints, which can be one of the great strengths of these platforms.
Okay, so just briefly and finally, sorry, we've only got a minute to the news, but in terms of the, I know you're going to be speaking with Rod Sims from the ACCC. What do you make of the direction of the interim report so far, and this notion of Facebook and Google as competitors in news?
Yeah, well, I think that there's a lot more rigorous evidence that needs to be amounted in thinking about that issue, and I don't see eye to eye with the preliminary report. I commend Rod and the ACCC for taking on some of the really difficult cutting-edge issues that we are all confronted with policy-wise from these digital platforms.
All right, Howard Szalansky, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you, friend.
Howard Szalansky is Professor of Law at Georgetown Uni. He provides legal advice to Facebook currently. He served in a number of regulatory roles under the Obama administration, and he's in Australia for the Dynamic Competition in Dynamic Markets Conference at Melbourne Law School today.